Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're
Well, that's right, everybody. As we go through the third watch, we see everything. Nothing escapes our vision for things. But, folks, it is the Thursday edition. We've got a lot to talk about, and we've got a lot of things percolating and brewing, not the least of which, of course, were those Tony Bobulinski hearings on Capitol Hill. But also, of course, the fact that the deadline is fast approaching for Donald Trump to come up with $500 million, basically. Otherwise, they could start to seize his assets and so forth. But I think that that was just part and parcel of the mission all ahead of time, if you ask me. But, folks, welcome back to the program. Of course, hour number three is now launching, so we're glad that you're with us. Please do have your tray tables put to the upright position, fasten your seatbelts, and get ready, because we have a lot more. 949-822-7959 is the number. We'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour, and you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to leave us a direct message this morning, or if you have a question or comment in the meanwhile. For Denise Simon from founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Welcome back, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, the hearings about Joe Biden, you know, one of the things that AOC tried to do, she tried to pull this, you know, tell me the specific crime when he took out a firearm and demanded everyone's wallets and cell phones, you know, or something like that. And Bobulinski was trying to explain the RICO concept, but she would have none of that. But there is, there is an organizational structure here. That's what RICO's all about. If you have this ongoing, you know, organized crime thing happening, correct?
Correct. It's a conspiracy, yes.
Yeah.
Racketeering, exactly. Yes.
And Joe Biden would have been the, you know, he's called the big guy, and I love how Hunter Biden is, from what I understand, you know, said, I don't know who the big guy was. You mean the guy in your email who you're holding the 10% for or something? And it seems a little silly, but that he would not remember that. But Joe Biden is, in fact, at the heart of this. None of these family members would be getting millions of dollars if it wasn't for Joe Biden.
The other thing, when I was reading through all of these cables, I read 377 pages yesterday while this thing was going on. We have to remember that as Vice President, Obama gave what they call the file of Ukraine and China to Biden to handle. Okay, so this goes back to around 2014. This is when Russia invaded and took over Ukraine. I mean, Crimea.
Wait, back then, 2014, yeah.
So this administration today, and Biden himself, given all the cables that were going back and forth, and what was happening in the Donbass region, and then Crimea, they knew what was going on. The ambassadors and the people of the State Department were sending, just all kinds of things, articles and maps and, you know, all back and forth. Meanwhile, in the middle of all of this, I'm looking at an email that Douglas Hengel sent to some other people I don't know, but it was part of David Wade and that crowd with Ambassador Feiner and so forth. Biden's son joins gas firm in Ukraine. April the 14th reports Hunter is joining the board of a gas company operating in Ukraine. Biden will head Burisma Holdings legal unit and seek support for Burisma among international organizations. And this is going back to the time that Jay Carney was doing what Karine Jean-Pierre does now. And says that the White House does not reflect any endorsement by the administration, and the vice president spokesperson said, you know, this was all cool, they're private citizens and so forth and so on. So, obviously, at the State Department, this was really kind of a problem that was brewing, and they were already kind of, you know, concocting a response. But it goes on to say that Hunter Biden is a close friend of John Kerry's stepson, Christopher Hines, and the journal notes that the hiring comes a few weeks after Devin Archer, a college roommate of Hines, joined the company's board. So they knew back then it was really a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we are now.
Well, sure, sure. And again, too, Joe Biden, you know, has constantly said, and eventually it's all had to, you know, to kind of come clean about this stuff because they kind of changed the wording. But he often said he had nothing to do or no knowledge of anything that Hunter Biden was up to. Then it turned out that he wasn't involved in the business, you know, but
right.
You know, this kind of stuff. And
all kinds of people knew that this was going to be an issue.
Well, sure. Exactly. And so now, of course, you have AOC. She tried to go down this road of, you know, there are no high crimes and misdemeanors, as if there's like a multiple choice list or something you choose from.
Well, I mean, there's Foreign Agent Registration Act. That was a violation in a big way. Obviously, RICO. You know, Bob Alinsky tried to define all that to AOC yesterday, and she, you give them the answer and they step right over it. They don't want the answer. They just want to be on record for asking the question.
That's right. And grandstanding and steamrolling. And that's
and
exactly
they did
right.
Yesterday. Ooh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Well, stay right there, Denise. We're coming right back, everybody. We got a lot more to tell you about, talk about. We'll talk some Donald Trump and the overly ridiculous monetary penalty. What will he be able to do? That is actually a good question. Folks, stay right there, because we are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Edition continues on, everybody. Glad to be with you, of course. Everybody coming along with us this morning in the wee hours of the morning across America. And this is where it's at, folks. So we're glad that you found us. And we're glad that we found you as well, because I got to tell you, this is the best job in the world. And I do have you to thank for that. And I really, really do appreciate it. And once again, folks, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com with us this morning. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have a question and or comment for Denise. And so without further ado, let's bring Denise Simon back into the mix. Hello, Denise.
Hello, hello.
All right. Well, again, you know, so many things happening. You know, this deadline is coming up for Donald Trump, you know. And it's this is going to be, you know, a very, very pivotal moment. You know, in other words, he's got to do something. But there was an argument I heard earlier saying that there's a fairness issue here, in the sense that I can't be made to divest myself of all of everything I have, basically, in order to get an appeal, because I have no ability to get all that stuff back. Even if the appeal goes through,
that's absolutely true. It's cruel and unusual punishment. There's the first thing. The second thing is that if he doesn't meet the deadline, and he won't meet it, the process would only start to begin. It doesn't mean that they have completed the transactions of taking over, you know, some of his assets, whatever they may be. Now, he made an offer, I think, of, what, $100 million?
Right.
And I don't know what the status is of that offer.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think that, you know, it's worrisome, but then again, what are we going to do about it? You know, it really, his destiny, financial empire, is really in the hands of people that, you know, of which we have no control. So, and he doesn't really either. So we'll see how this necessarily goes.
Well, one of the things, Denise, that you point out from time to time, and you point this out, I think not to be sensationalistic at all. I think that you've got this genuine concern about where we're at in this country, and mm-hmm. this idea that, you know, one side just kind of hates the other side, mm-hmm. and so you had the ladies on The View. Just absolutely over the moon, happy that something could happen, to Trump's assets and so forth. And again, you know, they're not seeing, or maybe they do and they don't care, but any regular rational person would look at that and say, this is a real railroad. This is exactly what we're trying to avoid because it can happen to anybody at that point.
I'm not a fan of Stephen A. Smith over at ESPN. In fact, there's most of the time I can't stand him. But he said something at least that it was right. And he said, you know what? What Trump is saying is come after me. Come after me legitimately without using lawfare.
Yeah.
And so he was really standing up for Trump. You know, if you can't come after me policy for policy and governing versus governing, and the only way you can come after me is to destroy me and my family and my business using lawfare, then shame on you. And that's really where we are. And, you know, when Trump says they're not just after me, they're after you, too, that's precisely right. Right. I mean, with what happened, for instance, in Memphis yesterday, what happens with these protests, what happens with J6, what happens with the moms that are now terrorists and the school board things. I mean, there anything that they can use. And I often go back to where are the statesmen? Do you remember that word statesman?
Oh, yeah.
You know, where... None of these people are, like AOC yesterday, or, you know, some of these other Democrats, like this Moskowitz guy that walks into Congress with a mask on of Putin over his head.
Yeah, I saw a clip of that.
Where's the statesmanship?
Well, it's gone.
It's shameful.
Yeah, it's gone. And, you know, as our friend Frank Salvato would point out, you know, you got these political parties. Everything's run by a political party. You don't have real individual statesmanship like you're talking about, you know, and because everything's the agenda and nobody can cross over. Nobody can make any kind of compromise. And I'm not talking about the so-called compromises in the bipartisan border bill or something like that, but things where people on Main Street can say, okay, yeah, I can see that. I'm glad they passed such and such because it just can't be done anymore. You have to have a total destruction.
Well, that's, you know, what they did to Brett Kavanaugh with what's-her-face, that woman, and all those protests.
Blasey Ford, I think. Yeah,
there's no end to what they do. Russiagate, there's no end to any of this.
Well, and by the way, I just want to interject, you know, but evidently Paula Jones was not to be believed for anything.
Touche.
Yeah. So, I mean, it just gets really sad, and then you get a lot of apathy, and especially you got young people who just kind of tune out and check out of all this stuff. And they're the ones that are going to be, you know, in the future.
Hook.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And so it's really something to see. And again, we mentioned it yesterday on the program, but again, people like Jonathan Turley are saying the courts need to step in. So I'm wondering, is there a mechanism by which another court can simply say, this is so egregious that we're going to act unless does somebody have to file a motion with the court or something to get them to act?
Well, you know, where is Merrick Garland in all of this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially with her report. Where is he? You know, her did this long investigation as special counsel on Biden and chose on the documents and chose the option of not recommending any prosecution. That doesn't mean it's the end, because Merrick Garland can absolutely prosecute. They're prosecuting Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they all say, well, there's different conditions and this and that. Well, sure, you can inject all these other things into the case. But what's at issue here is that 40 years worth of documents Biden had in, what, four or five locations.
Right. Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
With no authority to have them.
Well, indeed. But that all that's fine. It's no big deal. It's not like Trump, you know. I mean, see, that's the rub, right? It's just, but if it's about Trump, well, then all bets are off, and you can just do whatever
well,
you want.
I mean, you know, Mar-a-Lago was a whole lot more secure than any of these other locations that Biden had these documents, and furthermore, Trump had Secret Service protection. Biden did not.
Right. That's exactly right. Well, speaking, too, of course, of doing whatever they want, the Houthis have now launched a cruise missile, which landed into a region called Eilat in Israel. So, obviously, we're not getting rid of this case of the Houthis anytime soon.
Well, we could if we had the will to do it.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. But here we go. I mean, suddenly did their aim just get better or did they get new technology what happened?
New ordnance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now, of course,
I don't think we have any carriers in the region anymore. So maybe we ought to go put some back.
Right. Right. Well, exactly. But this, of course, you know, if they're able to continue launching and this kind of thing, it's just going to, there is no end to this until Hamas is eradicated or they surrender or something else big happens. But it seems to me that the Houthis and others like them, these backed groups, they would continue attacks anyway.
So what's happened here is this administration has said, you know what, we don't want to get involved, really. We're going to just do these gestures and take out what we can of the Houthis. We'll let Israel handle the rest of it. In the meantime, we get to grandstand to say, you know, shame on you, Israel. But it's really kind of a wink and nod. Israel, you deal with it, and we're just going to sit back and watch and complain.
Yeah, well put, well put. Stay right there, Denise. We're coming right back. Your telephone calls, too. Kyle Warren with you, Thursday edition.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. A Texas immigration law which allows local police to arrest individuals suspected of illegally crossing the border is once again on hold. A federal appeals court is currently reviewing arguments following a late Tuesday night vote by a U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals panel against a prior ruling that had enforced a law. House Speaker Mike Johnson disclosed having a long discussion with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday. The Louisiana Republican reaffirmed unwavering support for Israel and expressed significant disagreement with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's recent critique of the Prime Minister. The Federal Reserve has decided to keep interest rates stable for now. Nevertheless, the central bank has hinted at three upcoming cuts sometime this year. These cuts would mark the first decrease since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. Currently, the federal funds rate is at its highest level in more than 23 years. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Yeah, that's what he said. Where's the money? He asked mockingly, right? That's what Joe Biden asked the reporters at one point. Where's the money? Well, they have bank statements now, don't they? Welcome back to the show, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to opine, and especially because we have our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook with us again. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
You know, I'll tell you what. Yeah, where is the money? Well, it's in an interesting thing when they have bank statements like that.
It's remarkable to me where all this money went. Now, it did come out yesterday in this hearing about offshore accounts, and nobody can seem to track any of that down, which is a head-scratcher because I remember the investigation done with the Panama Papers. So those same journalists that worked so hard on the Panama Papers... If I were the oversight committee, I'd be Chairman Comer. I'd be tapping the group on those journalists and say, you know, what can you find on Rosemont Seneca and, you know, all these other 22, 25 shell companies and law firms and so forth that Biden's created and used. See where you can't track down. I mean, the money is someplace you can't go through this kind of money. Not only what was being paid in bulk with these big transfers and these wire transfers and so forth, but the salaries. you know, at $1 million or $2 million or whatever. So you know, then we have the case of the diamonds and the cars and so forth. So, yeah.
The diamonds and the cars. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, let's...
whole James Bond kind of thing going on here.
Well, sure, exactly. Well, let's head over to the telephone lines. We got Mary in St. Pete's got a question for you this morning. Denise, good morning, Mary.
Hey, good morning. I'd like to thank C-SPAN 3 for running that yesterday with Bob Alinsky, which, if you've been paying attention, all that stuff was said 5 years ago, almost, with Rudy Giuliani and Glenn Beck running through the whole thing, Lou Dobbs. And a lot of it, you have to wonder how much goes back to Obama, probably all of it. Philip Haney in the Obama administration getting ready to write a book saying, see something, say something about the Muslim Brotherhood up in the administration of Obama. Well, that guy turned up to be dead on a California highway patrol as being a, quote, suicide. And as well as Sean Hannity being banned from even saying the word Seth Rich, getting ready to spill the beans about the DNC with Clinton. So it's all a corruption up there. But a bunch of lawyers, and I would like to say congratulations to the state of Washington for being the second state to pass a law that people, being lawyers, do not have to pass the bar exam. So again, another occupation down the drain to dummy it down, and you're going to have people out there taking 500 hours of a course, and then all of a sudden they're lawyers. It takes years to know the law, to understand the law, and to really read it. And I think half of these people don't even know what it is anymore.
Good
except
point.
If you're lucky enough to get into the UCMJ and understand military law, and that seems to be about the only rescue lifesaver that I can see in the future is military law, because anything else, civil, is just can be contorted and twisted to fit whatever anybody says.
Or discretion, yes.
Good point. Well, thanks, Mary. We appreciate the call very much.
Yeah, thanks, Mary, for mentioning Phil Haney. It's interesting that she said that, because I was actually thinking about him the other day. He was a pretty good friend of mine. And when she says it goes back to Obama, interestingly enough, in these cables and whatnot, Eric Schwerin was part of this whole Biden Incorporated thing. And what did Obama know? Well, he actually appointed Eric Schwerin to a Commission for the Preservation of American Heritage Abroad, whatever that is. And, you know, Obama made all of these appointments to all these things. But under the description of Eric Schwerin, who, by the way, was the one that he was the personal check writer for Joe Biden as vice president, by the way. It says that Eric Schwerin was president and founding partner of Rosemont Seneca Advisors. Previously, he was a partner at Oldacre, Biden, and Bel Air. He's held various roles at the Department of Commerce, senior policy advisor, blah, 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 blah. So don't think that Obama himself didn't know some of these people and what was going on.
Indeed. Indeed. Anthony in Tampa, you're on with Denise Simon this morning. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise. You know, it's understandable to have the ignorant banshees on daytime talk shows spewing the garbage and the idiots at late night catering to their inebriated audiences. But it's the local news here that really has made a turn. I'm going to point out the Fox affiliate, because I remember back in 2016, the frown faces, the sucking on lemon facial expressions that they put forth when Trump pranced over their goddess, the this hideous woman, Hillary, they just turned sour. And it's all along the way, they've had their choice of their Fox News affiliate reporters who they pick and choose to spew their garbage. The suppression of the news has been hideous. And I get a chance, and I'm in my 60s, so I'm my early 60s, and I have a chance to talk to young people and kind of enlighten them to the fact that what they're getting from these local news outlets and national news outlets, and a lot of the conservative radio talk show hosts point out CNN and NBC, SNBC, and all this garbage. They fail to realize that Fox has been turning left for years. And so the only fair shake that Trump or any conservative is going to get is from local conservative radio stations, because – and maybe Newsmax at the most. But, yeah, we need to speak to the young people and enlighten them to the fact that they're getting this garbage crammed down their minds, and it's just leading them in the wrong direction. So I'm glad to hear that, you know, some young people are waking up to the fact that, yeah, they're getting fed this lies, and they're coming around. I think a lot of them are going the conservative route and just waking up, and I'm glad to hear that. So I'm glad that Denise and you are just on the air, sharing the what's being suppressed from the local news. So keep going at it, and God bless you both.
Thank you, Anthony. God bless, and yeah, we appreciate that so much, don't we, Denise? I mean, it's just
we do. And the observation is that you think that these youngers are watching the news. They're not watching the news. They're getting their news off of a handful of followers that they have connected with on Instagram, and the rest of them are doing TikTok. And it's really kind of fascinating to me. My younger son, who, by the way, is approaching middle age, and I can't wait to tell him that on his next birthday. Yeah. But we have this family, text thing that goes on all the time. And it's quite fascinating to me that Mom, you're always doing politics, blah, 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 blah. Well, he hasn't said that to me now in about 2 years. So he's not critical of me. But he sent a text in the family text yesterday that said, "Welp. Planet Fitness has gone woke." And I said, "Well, it's been that way, sadly, for a while." And he goes, "Oh, well, I saw a video where a woman got her membership revoked because she saw a man in the woman's locker room apparently showering, shaving his legs, and I guess wanted to tell the employees." And I said, "Yeah." And I said, "Planet Fitness released a statement making their position even worse." And he goes, "Freaking ridiculous." Okay. So I know that he doesn't watch Fox. And I know that he doesn't watch the news. And my older son doesn't either. They're getting it off of Instagram. At least those two.
Indeed. Well, Denise Simon, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Thanks, callers. Thanks for holding on. Unfortunately, we ran out of time, but we're coming back with Chris Markowski. Stay right there, everybody. Thursday edition continues.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Thursday edition continues to race by, and we've got so much more to tell you about and talk about here on the program this morning, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Glad to be with you as we go through the overnight hours, the wee hours of the morning across America. We've got Chris Markowski with us this segment, of course, as we always do at this time of the program. And you can head over to watchdogonwallstreet.com. It's watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's the website. You can find out all about Chris, his radio program, his podcast, and much, much more. That's watchdogonwallstreet.com. So let's, no more further ado, let's say good morning to Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Well, you know, Chris, of course, I've been waiting to talk to you all day long because it looks like, of course, we now know that the interest rates are going to be stay the same for now, right? The Fed's going to leave them in place, no change. But my question to you is this. I seem to see that the stocks, you know, stock market did pretty well. Now, is this because to some degree, even though there's no change up or down, does the market like that it's, for lack of a better term, stable, that there's no ups and downs to it right now, and it's more predictable that way for the market?
I think it more has to do that the Fed basically signaled that they're not going to really do anything. There's not going to be any pivot to them raising rates is basically kind of what they indicated. And they're still on track for three decreases in rates over the course of the year. Maybe a little bit to do with that. I think that's probably why. I think the Fed is signaling. And again, I talk about that frog in a pot of water with the heat coming up. They're basically slowly but surely adjusting their terminal rate. You know, they said they want to get inflation down to 2%. We're going to slowly see that be 3.5%. That's the reality of the situation right now. They're kind of moving away from the 2% target. They know that it's just, quite frankly, it's not possible, based upon the amount of, monetizing of the debt, the printing of money that they have to do, because of government and government spending. So again, you can't blame the Fed. You can't blame the Fed for right now. Obviously it's a political animal. It's just not being forthright enough, when it comes to going after politicians. Jay Powell doesn't like to do that. He's not Paul Volcker. Paul Volcker was in. He lashed into, Congress in regards to spending and the need to get government spending under control and what was going on at the time. We're not doing that. So everyone's just got to get used to paying, continue to pay higher prices and adjust. And along with that, as you get, you know, with inflation, you also get asset price inflation as well. You know, assets, if you own assets, they're going to go up in value based upon inflation also.
Well, indeed. Well, I'm glad you mentioned especially about the idea of government spending, because that is a major driver of inflation. And of course, along with, you know, when you get higher fuel costs and all the costs passed on to deliver things and then have the products in a store and whatnot. But government spending is a huge, huge part of this. You know, let's say, Chris, that, you know, in February of next year that you were going to be inaugurated president of the United States. I mean, what can a new president do could you slash the spending as much as would be necessary, or is that just now, has that ship sailed? There's always going to be this out of control spending.
No, I mean, listen, the Republicans that are in charge right now, they're not conservative by any stretch of the imagination. They call themselves Republicans. Again, I left the Republican Party about 15 years ago because of the nonsense. I from day one would be like, okay, they talk about lowering the deficit over 10 years. No, I'm not going to be a deficit if I was in charge. I don't care what type of pain it's going to cause. We are going to live within our means. We're not going to have a deficit. We are going to balance the budget, period, the end. And, you know, you're not going to get anybody to agree to that. You're not going to get Donald Trump. No one's even talking about that. You get Biden and Trump both want to spend a ton of money. So again, it's nonsensical here. It's a uniparty type of situation. So I don't want to hear it. I mean, if you want to balance the budget, you balance the budget. You make the necessary cuts that are there. And yeah, does that include defense? Yeah, it does. You know, the Pentagon's going to have to make do with less. You're going to have to figure out a way to cut costs just like everybody else. We are living outside of our means. Again, let me get this through to everybody out there, okay? But all you want to continue to listen to all these hawks or all these fools on Fox News and all this other crap that's out there. To be honest with you, the biggest national security threat we have is our fiscal situation, period, the end, okay? It's not China. It's not North Korea. It's not Iran. None of those countries are going to be invading. They're not going to land up in the Florida shores or California, New York anytime soon. Our national debt is our biggest national security concern, and that's what needs to be dealt with.
Wow, that's very well said, you know, and obviously, you see, because there's an intensity factor here that it seems like, you know, we can't keep going through different cycles like this. It's just not going to, it's not going to hold up, you know, and definitely when you have so much spending and you have no end in sight. I mean, it's even hard to get some politicians to do what they call the pay-fors. Like, okay, we'll spend on this, but how are we going to pay for that? Where are we going to cut over here? And that kind of goes to your idea of trying to zero out the budget.
Well, you know, the problem is, too, is just that, you know, unfortunately, you know, we're just so woefully arrogant and ignorant at the same time as a nation. We've only been around for a little under 250 years. Read the history of, you know, the Roman Empire, read Chinese history, and read what happened to these countries that were on top
for a period of time based upon what they do fiscally and you know, what happens. You know, to think that we can't have a similar situation like Argentina or what happened in Europe back in 2010 when, you know, all of a sudden nobody wanted to buy their debt any longer. If you don't think that can happen, it can happen. And you know, to whistle around saying that, you know, we're omnipotent and we're beyond all of these things is patently absurd. And again, we have to be fiscally responsible. We have to start living within our means. We have every advantage in the entire world based upon the fact that we have two oceans that protect us. We have all the natural resources out there, and we're blowing it, quite frankly. And again, it's both parties. It's the uniparty that runs Washington, D.C.
Well, when it comes to spending, government spending, maybe this is sort of a silly question, I guess, but this is money that's just created by fiat. In other words, it's not backed by anything. It's just more money.
Well, why does everybody think the prices of everything continue to go up? Again, go back and look at your bills from 10, 15 years ago and what you were paying for things. I mean, just go take a look at how much more expensive everything continues to get. You take a look right now. We live in a country right now where, you know, the youth out there, I did a podcast on this. They're getting to a point in time, they're calling it financial nihilism, where the youth out there, they just feel like that there's no shot at them getting ahead. You want the realities of, you know, young people getting a first home. You know, you're not doing that now, most part. You can't do that without mom and dad helping out. That's how expensive a home has gotten, where it used to be 3.5 to 4 times an average home would cost based upon annual income. It's now over 7 times for a first home.
Wow.
That's a lot of money. And that's a big difference. It's a challenge for the younger generation out there. And why? It's because of all the profligate spending that takes place. That's inflation.
Well, you know, Brian Moynihan, CEO of Bank of America, is sending out the warning to Jerome Powell saying, don't rely on consumer spending, you know, to keep propping everything up. And that's another form of spending, you know, that seems like there's no end in sight.
It's not consumer. Sure, you get consumer spending on groceries, but that consumer spending is going on people's, you know, credit cards. And the fact that people are not getting ahead, they continue in a hole and they're continuing to dig. You know, it's government spending. I mean, you had Biden yesterday handing billions of dollars out to a corporation, taxpayer money out to a corporation, Intel, out in Arizona. You know, by the way, Intel bought back since 1990 over $114 billion of their own stock. If they can afford to buy back their own stock, why the hell am I, as a taxpayer, giving them money?
Yeah, good question, indeed. Wow, again, Chris, the time always flies by when you're on with us here on the program, and I know everybody appreciates it, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Chris Markowski, everybody. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. Folks, we're coming right back because we're climbing up to the top of the hour news. We're coming right back. So, hour number 3 officially in the books.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paladi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.